Please note that this recording is copyrighted. You do not have the rights to sell it, give it away, or edit it without permission from the owner. Introduction. The speed reading techniques revealed in this book will help you to 1. At least double your current reading speed, provided that you haven't studied speed reading before. 2. Understand the function of your eyes and brain, how to use them more effectively so that you can read faster. 3. Have more confidence. 4. Save a lot of time. 5. Improve comprehension. And 6. Pass your exams with less effort. After you have practiced the techniques in this book, you will achieve all of the above. This may sound too good to be true when you first come across speed reading, but soon, you'll understand that there's nothing magical about it. It's learning and using the right techniques to do things more effectively. It's like having a six-pack abs. There's nothing amazing about it, but if you follow the advice, you will get what you want. By the way, speed reading is much, much easier than getting six-pack abs. I wish you speed reading success. Foundations for speed reading. The average person reads about 250 to 300 words per minute. If you can read 400 words per minute, then you're considered a fast reader. However, there are people who can read over 1,000 words per minute, and some who can read 10,000 words per minute. They can achieve this by practicing hard on speed reading skills that make a difference. Here are four things speed readers have. 1. Good eyesight. If your eyesight is poor, then get it examined and fixed, either by having surgery or wearing the right glasses. Having good eyesight will affect the speed at which you read. Poor eyesight will slow you down tremendously. All the right techniques in the world will not help you. Take good care of your eyes by getting enough sleep, reading with sufficient light, resting your eyes regularly, and don't watch too much TV up close. Sit far back so you don't strain your eyes. 2. Wider eye span. This means widening your range when you're looking at something. Instead of reading two words at a time, you're looking at the whole sentence. This is how people can read fast. They read one or more sentences at a time, while the average reader focuses on one or two words. 3. Rereading. A lot of people tend to reread the last sentence or a few words to make sure that they've grasped the meaning. This slows down the reading speed. You can avoid rereading if you're reading the text fast. This is because when you're reading slow, your mind tends to wander and you're not concentrating on what you're reading. If you're reading fast and focusing on the material, there is no need for you to go back and reread what you've just read. You must lose this bad habit. 4. Reading words aloud. Notice that when you're reading, you repeat the words in your throat or head as if you're saying the words aloud. Nearly everyone does this. This is a bad habit that was taught to us when we were kids. We read each word aloud with our fingers pointing at each individual word. If you make an effort to read silently and avoid repeating the words verbally, your reading speed will increase a lot. This is hard to do and will be discussed later in this ebook. 5 types of reading. Depending on what purpose you're reading for, you should use different reading techniques for different objectives. For example, if you're reading something that's easy to understand and is entertaining, you can read it as fast as you can. If you're reading a technical manual, you can scan the material quickly and return to the parts that you're unclear with. Here are the five types of reading techniques you can use. 1. Scanning. This is when you know what you're looking for. For example, if you want to read about Lexus in a car magazine, you won't read the whole magazine. You'll scan it quickly to find the word Lexus. You can scan when you want to know certain things about a subject which you know will appear in the exam. Scan the index pages, the content, and the table of content to locate the relevant information before reading it. When you fix the image of the words you're looking for in your mind, you can locate what you're looking for very quickly. 2. Word by word. This is when people read one word at a time. This technique is slow and requires concentration. It is used when you come across unfamiliar concepts and complex formulas. This type of reading should not be used when reading in general. 3. Skimming. This is when you quickly read the text and determine if it's any use to you. For example, if you're looking through a men's magazine, you won't necessarily have something specific you want to read about. You tend to just read the headlines, maybe the introductory paragraph, and glance at the pictures. It won't take you too long to decide whether the magazine has anything interesting which you want to read more of. You can use the skimming technique to quickly find out if there's relevant information that requires your attention. 4. Light reading. This is when you can relax and read at a slower pace. Skip the pages that aren't interesting and have fun reading the entertaining parts. It's like reading a comic book. There are some story characters which you don't like, but there are some which you will read again and again. 5. Reading to understand and recall. This is the technique you should be using if you're studying for exams. There are basically 5 steps to this technique. First, survey. Skim through the material to get an overview of what the material is about. Second, question. Come up with some questions that you think the material will have the answers to. Third, reading. Read through the material with a focus on comprehension. Fourth, recall. Write down the main points from memory, which you've just read. And fifth, review. Compare the questions you initially had with the main points you've written down. Decide if the material you've read has served your purpose, or if you need further reading. With these 5 types of reading, you should be able to determine which method you should use when reading a particular material. You don't need to speed read everything you come in contact with. Speed reading is something which requires concentration and energy if you want to have full comprehension. What you should learn is that when you start reading a particular textbook, determine what your purpose is. Is it to understand a story in detail? Or is it to remember a list of characters from a story? When you know your purpose, you can then decide what reading technique to use and save a lot of time with your studies. I repeat, you don't need to speed read everything. Determining your purpose first is much quicker than speed reading the whole textbook. Testing your reading speed. Before you learn the speed reading techniques, you need to know what your current reading speed is. Reading speed is measured by words per minute. Go to www.ezinearticles.com and choose one of the articles to read that interest you. Choose an article that has around 500 words and read all of it. Time yourself, but make sure that you're not rushing it too much. Read at a pace that is comfortable and that you understand what the article is about. The formula to find out your reading speed is number of words read divided by time in minutes. So if you read an article of 557 words and it took you 2.23 minutes, your reading speed is roughly 249 words per minute. Now, to properly test your reading speed, you need to feel energetic and attentive, meaning you had a good night's sleep. You also need to be interested in what you're reading. Also, read the material as quickly as possible, but making sure that you can understand everything. Once you know your reading speed properly, do this exercise once per week and note down the words per minute. When you're first starting out, you need to test your reading speed every day so that you can track your progress. Removing sub-vocalization. Sub-vocalization is repeating the words with your mouth closed when you're reading, as if you're saying the words aloud. There is no use whatsoever in doing this. Repeating the words verbally just slows down your reading speed. We only adopted this habit because we were raised to read like this when we were a child. This is the greatest obstacle to speed reading, and you should try to decrease the rate at which you do this, but not remove it completely. First of all, it is hard to completely remove subvocalization when you're reading. Many people get frustrated because they can't do it, and it takes the enjoyment out of reading. You need to accept that subvocalization is a part of reading. It is normal to do so, but just make an effort to do less of it. When you're reading facts that you want to remember, deliberately vocalize the words so that it stays in your memory. A good tip for removing sub-vocalization is to practice speed reading techniques in the coming chapters. You will get to the stage where you're reading too fast to bother with sub-vocalization. You will find that you're reading too fast to be able to say the words. Repeating the words when you're reading them is not that important to increasing your speed, if you know the advanced techniques on how to speed read. Improving your eye movement. When you read, your eyes jump from one point to the next. Your eyes are taking in one or two words at a time, moving from left to right. Your eyes will hop along the sentences, sometimes pausing and rereading words to make sure you understand the meaning. This eye movement will slow down your reading speed. Your eyes are not moving in a smooth pace from left to right. It is pausing a lot and even going back, repeating the words. To increase your reading speed, you need to take in three or more words with each glance. You need to read at least 400 words per minute and above to increase your comprehension. Yes, you heard that correctly. If you read faster, your comprehension improves because your brain has the ability to take in the information in chunks, which it cannot do if you read slowly. Researchers have proven that when a person reads slowly, they will spend more time and need a higher level of concentration to understand the meaning of what they've read. However, if they increase their reading speed, they'll find that they don't need to repeat the words and that comprehension actually improves. If you don't believe this, try it yourself. Read an article from an article directory slowly. Then, read another article quickly. You'll find that you're able to still understand the second article much better, but you've read the material a lot quicker and require less concentration. So try to read a lot quicker and make an effort to read three or more words at a glance. With practice, you can read five words in one go. The reason why reading quickly increases comprehension is because the brain is taking in the chunks of information in one go and can make sense of it. Here's an exercise to help you move along the sentence with your eyes quickly and to read more words at a glance. With a sheet of A4 paper, type in a column of 3 digits and a column of 4 digits. Separate these columns far apart from each other and print it out. Now, with a piece of paper, cover up the 3-digit column and reveal the 3-digit number quickly, as if the number flashes across your eyes. Write down the number in another piece of paper and continue with the rest of the 3-digit numbers. Next, you can check to see if your answers are correct. Then do the same thing with the 4-digit column. If your answers are correct, create another sheet of paper with 5 digits and 6 digits. Do the same exercise with these two columns and check your answers. Don't go to the next exercise if you're not getting the right answers with a particular column of digits. What this exercise does is to train your eye and brain to take in a chunk of information and remember it. It will also train your eye movement so that you'll be able to take in more than 2 words at a glance. After you have completed this exercise, test your reading speed again. Choose 2 long related articles from eZine Articles and make sure they are on the same topic. Each article should be around 1,000 words. Print these 2 articles out and read them. This time, make a note to not repeat and go back to what you've just read. Just read it straight on. Read as many words as you can per glance. Don't pause too long per fixation on the text. And finally, have an urgency to read everything quickly. You will find it uncomfortable at first when you're reading like this, but if you do it a few times, you'll adjust to it quickly. It's like folding your arms with the left or right arm on top and switching the arms. After several tries, it becomes a habit. After you have read the 2 articles, work out your words per minute and see if you have made an improvement since your first effort. However, you need to honestly ask yourself if you understood everything that you've read and not just reading quickly for the sheer hell of it. You should notice that you have increased your reading speed. If your reading speed hasn't increased by at least 50%, then you're doing something wrong. Reread this chapter again and practice the exercises. Choosing the right environment. Apart from practicing the skills on how to read quickly, you should also understand that having the right environment when you read will also help in increasing your reading speed. This step should not be ignored. We are aiming to do whatever it takes to increase our reading speed, and the right environment contributes a lot to our speed, especially since you're spending hours on studying textbooks for the exams. Here is the perfect environment and posture for reading. 1. Light. The best type of light to read is daylight. Reading under a dim light when you're lying on the bed will make you feel tired. So if possible, read during daytime. Find somewhere comfortable, quiet, and out in the open. If you're studying indoors, have your desk next to the window with light shining on you. When studying at night, have a lamp on the side. Make sure that it is not on the side of your writing hand. Otherwise, your hand will create a shadow over your writing. Choose a light that is bright enough to read, but not too bright that it makes your eyes uncomfortable. Take some time and try out the right light bulb for your reading. 2. Being comfortable. When you sit down to study, make sure that you are not too comfortable. Don't slouch in a seat with a cushion, resting your legs on a stool. This type of studying environment will make you doze off. If you had a good night's sleep and find yourself still dozing off when studying, then something is wrong with your environment. Have a chair that is not too soft and not too hard. It should make your feet rest flat on the floor, with your legs bent at 90 degrees. If your feet cannot rest on the floor because the seat or the desk is too high, then place some books on your feet to rest on. Your back should be straight and not laid back, and your desk should be at your elbow's height. This will eliminate unnecessary strain on your arms. 3. Organization. Before you start studying, finish the problems you need to urgently do so that your brain is not cluttered with to-do tasks. Once your brain is free of distractions, it can easily focus on the reading and it improves the comprehension. As well as organizing your brain, you also need to organize your desk. Have it cleaned, with everything placed neatly. Don't clutter your desk and have problem finding things. Research has shown that an organized desk and brain does help in increasing your reading speed. The rule to understand is, you should be comfortable in your environment to read and study, but not too comfortable so that you're relaxed. Your environment should keep you feeling alert. The environment described above will enable you to sit in the correct position so that your lungs and brains receive a good flow of air and blood. This will make your brain more alert. It also affects you psychologically. For example, when you go to a library and sit in one of the studying cubicles where it's nice and quiet, you tend to be in the mood for studying. The same applies to your own environment at home. If you spend time on preparing the environment for studying and combine it with your speed reading skills, you will do very well in your exams. 4. Interruptions. When you're studying, you should not think about anything else apart from the task at hand, which is to understand the material and remember it. This is why the room you're studying in should be quiet and the temperature just right. One of the things that will slow down your reading speed and level of concentration is interruptions. When you're focused on reading a chapter, don't get distracted by your emails, messenger software, or cell phones. They should all be switched off. Tell everyone not to disturb you during your hours of revision. If you understand how much interruptions affect your reading and progress, you will take this to heart. When we are interrupted, we will take time out for the interruption, possibly 5 minutes. Then we get back to the reading. It takes an average of 15 minutes to get back to our mood of studying and remembering where we left off. This is because our brain was distracted. We need to reread a few things to know where we left off, and also to get our brain back in a good working pace. Our brain needs time to warm up to a subject before it can focus and take in the information effectively. So the next time an interruption occurs, realize that it's taking at least 20 minutes of your time. 5. Ideal time. We all behave in different ways, and our body clocks are also different. Some people are more alert in daytime, and some are more alert at nighttime. You need to know what the ideal time of the day is for you to be at your most effective when reading and taking in the information. If you find that you're more alert at 8 p.m. onwards, then schedule your day so that you get everything out of the way for you to study at that time. Do some experimenting as soon as you can, and see if some activities affect your concentration prior to studying. For example, working out at the gym, watching TV, listening to music, or playing chess, etc. Guiding the eyes. Guiding the eyes means using a pen, a bookmark, or your hand to guide your eyes when you're reading. This technique is very effective in increasing your reading speed, reducing backskipping, and improving your comprehension. Once you have a grasp of reading more than 2 words per glance, you can start to practice on how to guide your eyes. It's funny that when we see someone reading with their fingers or pen pointing at the words, we think they're someone who is not very bright or good at reading. However, guiding our eyes on what we read actually increases focus and reading speed. When we look up a word in a dictionary or telephone directory, don't we use our fingers to focus on what we want to find? We naturally do that to focus. Yet, we don't do it when we're reading in general. When our eyes follow something that is guiding us, we are able to focus more, and our eyes are much more relaxed. You can try this by reading a paragraph without a guide, and then with the guide. You'll find that your eyes feel more comfortable, and comprehension is better. The best object to use for a guide is a pen, and not your finger. The reason is because your finger will block some of the view of the page, and it sort of distracts you. When you use a pen, glide smoothly across the text, one line at a time. Don't do it too quickly, or pause in any places. What this does is stops your eyes from rereading words, and enables you to read quicker. It also increases your comprehension, because your eyes are more comfortable, and you can concentrate more on the sentences read. Just by using this object when reading, you will be able to increase your reading speed. Try it now. Learn to guide yourself using a pen when reading, and see what your word per minute is with this new reading technique. Again, this technique may seem uncomfortable at first, and it needs a few practices to get used to, but the results are worth it. When you use the pen to guide your eyes, put it under the text that you're reading, and glide it across sentence after sentence. When you are used to this, start gliding the pen in the middle of the page. For example, four or more words in the middle of every row. This is because you are training your eyes to read three or more words per glance. By using your pen in this way to guide your reading, you will force yourself to practice reading block of words. Test your words per minute regularly to see how much progress you've made. You should find that your reading speed has increased more than double the speed compared to when you first started out reading this book. To continuously increase your reading speed, try to read a bit faster than you are able to. Don't try and be too comfortable with your progress. The next time you practice speed reading, read a bit faster than you're accustomed to, and make sure that you need to fully concentrate on understanding what is being read. If you find the task easy, then you're not reading fast enough. It's all about pushing your comfort zone. With every speed reading exercise you do, time yourself and see if you have increased the words per minute. The more you practice, the more you'll get used to reading fast while maintaining and even increasing your comprehension. Expanding your vision. Try this exercise. Point at a word with your finger in the middle of the page and fix your eyes on it. Without moving your eyes, see if you notice how many paragraphs are on the page, how many lines of text there are in each paragraph, where the page numbers are, and if there are any diagrams on the page. You'll find that you can actually take in a lot of information without moving your eyes from the central point. This is called reading with your brain. When we normally read, our vision lets us focus on the words which we're focusing on. However, our brain is seeing a lot of things around it. To take your speed reading to the next level, you need to be able to read by expanding your vision. Try to read a page, starting off by centering your eyes a few lines down. Then, scan to the bottom. You'll find that your brain still manages to read the text around it. And when your eyes focus on the later sentences, it's as if you're already familiar with the words. With practice, it is possible to read a page in a few seconds by scanning the content down the middle. This takes practice. Start by reading the middle of a paragraph and see if you can read the words around the point which your eyes are fixed upon. Then, go down the page. Your brain will revise what you have read and also preview the text which you're about to focus on. This is a huge breakthrough, which you can achieve with practice. Spend about 30 minutes a day doing this exercise. And remember to place the reading material as far away from you as you comfortably can. This will let you read more text and puts less strain on your eyes. At the start, you'll find it hard to read the words by not focusing on it. You need to persist with this exercise. Spend 30 minutes a day for about a week, and your results will shock you. When we read a page, our brain actually takes in the information without us knowing. We just need to practice this capability. For example, if you glanced at a page, you will immediately notice if it has a diagram there. When you're reading, you'll immediately notice somewhere on the page if it mentions your name. This happens to everyone, and it's amazing how we don't notice this in our everyday lives. Here's some techniques to help you with increasing your vision when reading. 1. Reading two lines. Use a pen and place it under two lines of text. Try to read the two lines of text, moving your pen from left to right. Then, raise your pen slightly away from the page. Go to the left and place it under the next two lines of text. This will train you to read two lines of text with one eye movement. Using the pen as a guide, you will find it much easier to do this. With practice, you'll notice that this exercise is quite easy to do and will increase your speed reading a lot. 2. Reading as many lines as you can. Your next step is to read as many lines as you can. For example, when you can read two lines in one sweep, try and do three lines. Repeat this until you can do five or more lines. It is possible. Now, if you're reading this manual without doing any of the exercises, you'll be having doubts with the techniques discussed. This is normal. If you do practice the techniques right away before you read the next chapter, the information in this book will be much more powerful and believable. The techniques discussed does work. It is how speed readers can read more than 1,000 words per minute. There are many speed readers who can read up to 10,000 words per minute with full comprehension. So it is possible. It's just that, at the moment, you don't realize what your brain is capable of achieving. With practice, you will get to the point where you can use a guide and read several lines in one sweep. Reading a page will virtually take you several seconds. Just believe in the techniques and spend time doing the exercises. Each time when you practice, read slightly faster than you are able to do. When you slow down, you'll find it uncomfortable, and you prefer reading the material quickly. A good tip to stop yourself from being frustrated from practicing speed reading is to read material that you're familiar with. Recalling for exams. Speed reading will help you read and understand the material fast. Whereas an average reader may require 3 hours to read through a chapter of their book, you can do it in 1.5 hours or less. One of the things you need to know when studying for exams is that you should not be reading for hours nonstop. You may be reading the material, but your brain is not remembering the facts due to fatigue and lack of concentration. When you're studying, spend 45 minutes reading the material with no interruption. Then, take a 15-minute break before continuing. This will allow your brain to get some rest and be alert again. After a reading session, write down the facts you've read on paper. Write it in bullet points so that it's easy to read. Do this before you read the next chapter. One of the ways to increase your comprehension is to be interested in what you're studying. If you're studying a subject which you hate or have no interest in, scan the book first and see what the chapters are about. When you have a general overview of what you're about to read, ask yourself what you think you're about to learn in the chapters and write down your answers. What this does is increase your interest. It makes you curious to see if you're right or not, and it gives you motivation to read. This has helped many students to study textbooks which they hate. So by preparing yourself for the reading session and telling yourself that you will enjoy what you're about to read, you'll find that the task will become much easier. Speed reading and the ability to recall information relies a lot on your interest and energy level. So apart from being interested with what you're about to read, make sure that you have sufficient sleep to really understand and remember the information.